is built on a commitment to accessibility, diversity, and inclusivity, and its goal is to engage marginalized youth in personally and socially transformative storytelling practices. It provides participants with concrete skills and collaborative opportunities to produce powerful, authentic media artworks that promote dialogue, expand horizons, and help foster creative resilience. For more information on this awesome initiative, please visit the Facebook page, Access to Media Education Society.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Hey there, welcome to the Arts Edge here at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. We can also be found online at www.cjsf.ca or at TELUS HD channel 7014.
Being that February is Black History Month in Canada, the Arts Edge will be broadcasting special programming for the next 4 weeks, and tonight is week one.
To start things off on tonight's show, I've got a tune from Vancouver-based gospel trio, The Sojourners. This CD that was released in 2010 is fantastic, and it is called The Sojourners. So now, here we go with When I Die. Next, I've got a spoken word song from American singer-songwriter Gil Scott-Heron. He was an American soul and jazz poet, as well as a musician and author who was known as a spoken word performer in the 1970s and 80s. The tune I've got for you is a poem and a song. Scott Heron first recorded this on his 1970 album, Small Talk, at 125th and Lennox. And in this version, he recites the lyrics accompanied by conga and bongo drums. And he later re-recorded this version with a full band. His song is a response to the spoken word piece, When the Revolution Comes, from The Last Poets, and makes many cultural references. It's very inspiring and very appropriate for Black History Month. So have a listen. Here it is now. The revolution will not be televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
It's so beautiful. Twilight, when everything shuts down, we're so beautiful in the twilight. In these chairs we're rocking on down. Want to love you in the daylight, but I'm too busy moving around, so I will pray for the twilight to darken in. And it's so sweet. my sweet, I just wanna sit with you. It's so sweet, sitting with you is my sweet, I just wanna sit with you. Cold mornings, they don't make my heart bright. It grows dim as the air moves in. Just want to lay here by your side. I want to sink into your with you. Yes, my sweet, I just wanna sit with you. So I'll go to work and I'll sit all day and I'll wait for our time to come. I go to work and I sit and pray and I'll wait for our time to come again. I don't know what to do through this, 'cause I'm hearing myself and it's hard.
And that song, Goodnight JF, is from Ndidi Onakwulu off her CD, The Contradictor, released in 2008. What a beautiful, beautiful, exquisite song. Coming up next, I've got a tune from Vancouver-based singer-songwriter Cole Petroni. Petroni is very interesting in his songwriting and very inspiring, I must add. This song, which I think is very appropriate for Black History Month, is a tune that he took some of the words from Martin Luther King's famous speech, I Have a Dream. He's inserted parts of the speech into a recording and has written a song himself called I Am a Dream. It's a really beautiful, it's not a mashup, but it's a nice integration and a nod to Martin Luther King. Let's hear that now off Petroni's 2011 CD, Storyteller. Here we go with I Have a Dream.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I am free at last. How can any man believe in me, the people? Does anybody really know? How can any man believe that we are equal? Follow him and you'll know. Stronger than the man was a dream he had, and I believed him. I now understand when he said an eye for an eye, I'll leave you both blind. And I believe he only wanted all the world to hear four little words he cried. I have a dream. I have a dream. How can any man apply the Constitution to every color of skin? How can any man begin a revolution singing let freedom ring? Stronger than the man was a dream he had, and I believed him. I now understand when he said an eye for an eye, I'll leave you both blind. And I believe
mercy cry. I have a dream. I have a dream. The voice of reason now belonging to the ages will never silence at all. The movement he began is heavily contagious. You know I still hear his call. Stronger than the man was a dream he had, and I believed him. I now understand when he said an eye for an eye, I'll leave you both blind. And I believe he only wanted all the world to hear four little words he cried. I have a dream. I now understand when he said an eye for an eye, I'll leave you both blind. And I believe he only wanted all the world to hear four little words he cried. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal. Because I have a dream that all of God's children will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Black History Month is a month that celebrates the contributions from Black Americans and Black Canadians and Africans throughout history. Most schools in the United States and Canada acknowledge Black History Month. Some of you may not know this, but the precursor to Black History Month was actually created in 1926 in the United States when historian Carter G. Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced the second week of February to be Negro History Week. When I think about Black History Month, I can't help but think of artists and musicians and writers who have informed our North American culture. One of the people that I think of in the 1970s who inspired me for singing and writing and performing has got to be Michael Jackson. And Jackson, who of course started with his brothers in the Jackson 5. Did you know that his first entry on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 was Got to Be There, released in 1971. It peaked at number 4. However, how many of you know this? Michael Jackson's number one hit, or I should say the Jacksons' number one hit, released in 1972 was, can you guess? It was Ben. So I've got that for you now. Here it is now. The Jackson 5 with their beautiful, beautiful song, Ben.
Thank you.
going to keep this going. The next tune that I have is off Michael Jackson's 1987 CD, This Is It. It's also from Michael Jackson's movie, This Is It. Here it is now, Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Disregard a broken bottle top and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change.
we think of the civil rights movement, we often think of the United States. One person that comes to mind is Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was an amazing young woman, and she came to be known as the First Lady of Civil Rights and the Mother of Freedom. In Canada, we have our own Rosa Parks. Her name is Viola Davis Desmond. In Truro, Nova Scotia, there was a controversy in 1946 in which Desmond refused to sit in the balcony of the Roseland Theatre in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. Instead, she sat on the floor, which was reserved for white people. Desmond was arrested and found guilty of not paying the full tax of the floor seat tickets. She was jailed and fined. Wow, pretty amazing, hey? She has posthumously been pardoned. In 2012, she was commemorated with a stamp. In 2018, she was further commemorated by having her picture on our $10 note here in Canada. And now I have a song for you from another notable woman, a very successful woman who is also of African ancestry. She has been well known in the music industry, and she is none other than Diana Ross. In 1970, an album was released entitled Diana Ross by Diana Ross. Here we go with her hit signature tune, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, a song that I now dedicate to all the freedom fighters and all the fighters of equal rights and civil rights in the movement of the 1960s and the ongoing fight for equality wherever you are.
Call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive.